CCP whistleblower names top Chinese official behind attacks on Shenyun. The head of China's Ministry of State Security, Chan Yisin, is personally driving a smear campaign in the United States against Shenyun Performing Arts, a whistleblower within the Chinese Communist Party security apparatus recently revealed. Shenyun, a premier classical Chinese dance and music company, has been a prime target of the CCP for its portrayal of Chinese culture free of communist influence. The New York-based company was founded by practitioners of Falun Gong, a spiritual practice persecuted by the CCP for the past quarter century. Chun has been known as a loyal acolyte of CCP head Xi Jinping. He has headed the regime's Ministry of State Security since 2022 and has made it his personal mission to carry out the regime's wish to eliminate Falun Gong overseas, with Shenyun becoming a prime target, according to the whistleblower information published on November 24 by the Falun Dafa Information Center, a nonprofit monitoring the persecution of Falun Gong. His plan was to undermine Falun Gong's overseas presence, dismantle the organization, and completely resolve the Falun Gong issue by the end of the year, the whistleblower said. After failing with several of his domestic initiatives, Chun turned to the Falun Gong campaign as a source of political capital, according to the whistleblower. Every time she goes abroad, there are protests from Falun Gong practitioners, which greatly displeases him, he said. If Chun succeeds in his mission to eliminate Falun Gong overseas, he could then present his achievements to Xi Jinping and seek recognition and rewards, the whistleblower explained. Lineup of leaks. This is already the fourth CCP whistleblower coming forward this year, corroborating and adding new details to information about the CCP's latest anti-Falun Gong campaign. The goal of the campaign is to turn the American government and public opinion against the persecuted community by laundering smears, including through social media influencers and major American media, the FDIC said in a release. Notably, the New York Times has published a series of hit pieces on Shenyun this year. A Chinese-American YouTuber has taken credit for jumpstarting the paper's coverage by providing key sources. The same YouTuber, a Chinese-American man, was pinpointed by the whistleblowers as a vehicle used by the CCP to spread defamatory information about Falun Gong. While the YouTuber isn't a CCP agent, he is completely utilized by state security, the latest whistleblower said. He will send out anything that is provided to him, perhaps unaware it comes from the CCP. The agents won't reveal their identities, but he is already a pawn of the CCP. The FDIC didn't reveal the identity of the whistleblower, but deemed him credible due to corroboration with other insider information and real-world incidents. The insider relaying this information has taken great risks to share it with the outside world in order to warn Falun Gong practitioners and others, Levi Broud, FDIC executive director, said in the release. These latest details show how adept the regime can be at manipulating those outside China to act on its behalf. Social media influencers and even professional journalists can inadvertently contribute to the CCP's agenda by sharing information that originates from MSS agents without being aware of its source, he said. We hope these revelations help the international community to be more vigilant and skeptical of CCP disinformation about a persecuted community like Falun Gong. Sophisticated campaign. Chen's push against Falun Gong is a systematic and complete plan, the whistleblower said. I believe you can also see this clearly. Every step of the way, there are public security and national security behind the manipulation of the conspiracy. He indicated that some elements of the campaign are managed by the CCP's Ministry of Public Security. The secret agent informants within organizations such as Falun Gong and the pro-democracy movement are basically managed by the Fourth Bureau. Once these people are mobilized, the threat is very high, he said. These agents will not only sabotage themselves, they will also motivate a lot of people around them, and then they will also reveal a lot of information to them so that these people can jump out and attack Falun Gong. Veteran of persecution, U.S. infiltration. Chun has long been active in the persecution of Falun Gong within China, especially when he served as one of the top officials at the Central Political and Legal Affairs Commission from 2018 to 2023. In meetings, speeches, and articles, he repeatedly urged cracking down on Falun Gong. Fight a good war of annihilation, maintain a severe and high-pressure environment, and resolutely eradicate the soil in which they thrive, Chun said in a 2021 article. During his tenure, tens of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners were arrested and harassed by police and hundreds were killed, often while in custody, based on documented cases collected by Minghui.org, the official website of Falun Gong. Human rights researchers estimate that the real numbers are many times higher. Under Chen's rule, the MSS has expanded its purview well beyond intelligence and counterintelligence, airing publicly its views on security threats related to the country's economy, foreign policy, and even culture. The Wall Street Journal reported on November 8th, his ministry was likely behind the Salt Typhoon cyberattack that infiltrated U.S. telecom networks, breaching cell phone communications of possibly thousands of Americans, including the campaigns of President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, the paper reported. In 2020, he spearheaded the draconian lockdowns in the Chinese city of Wuhan, ground zero of the COVID-19 pandemic.